Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 26, Part 2, The Purports. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur warns that men of this age of Kali not to imitate the jesting of a Mahabhagavat like Kalidas. If someone imitates Kalidas by playing with dice or gambling while chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one will certainly become a victim of offenses unto the holy name. As it is said, Hari Nama Bale Pape Pravritti. One must not commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra. Playing with dice is certainly gambling, but it is clearly said here that Kalidas did this only in jest. A Mahabhagavat can do anything, but the Mahabhagavat never forgets the basic principles. Therefore, it is said, Tara Vakya Kriya Mudra Digyeha Na Rujaya. No one can understand the activities of a pure devotee. Therefore, we should not imitate Kalidas. In his statement, Jadu Thakur presents himself as being born in a low-caste family and not having the qualifications of a bona fide devotee of Lord Krishna. He accepts those statements which declare that a low-born person is highly exalted if one is a Vaishnava. However, Jadu Thakur feels that these descriptions from Srimad Bhagavatam appropriately describe others, but not himself. Jadu Thakur's attitude is quite befitting a real Vaishnava, for a Vaishnava never considers him or herself exalted, even if one factually is. For Vaishnavas are always meek and humble, and Vaishnavas never think that one is an advanced devotee. The true Vaishnava assigns him or herself to a lower position, but that does not mean that one is indeed low. For example, Sanatan Goswami once said that he belonged to a low caste family, for although he was born in a Brahmana family, he had associated with Malechas and Yavanas in his service as a government minister. Similarly, Jadu Thakur presented himself as someone who belonged to a low caste, but he was actually elevated above many persons born in Brahmana families. Not only is there evidence for this in Srimad Bhagavatam, as quoted by Kalidasa, but there is also considerable evidence for this conclusion in other shastras. For example, in the Mahabharata it is stated, Shudre tu yad bhaveya lakshma, dvije tachcha na vidyate, navai shudro bhavech shudro, brahmano na cha brahmanah. If someone born a shudra possesses the characteristics of a brahmana, and someone born a brahmana does not, then that shudra should not be known as a shudra, and that brahmana should not be known as a brahmana. Similarly, in the Mahabharata, it is said, Shudra yonau hi jatasya sadgunanu patishtatah arjave vartamanasya brahmanyam abhijayate. If a person born in a Shudra family has developed the qualities of a Brahmana, such as Satya, truthfulness, Shama, peacefulness, Dhamma, self-control, and Arjava, simplicity, then one attains the exalted position of a Brahmana. Also in the Mahabharata it is said, Stito Brahmana Dharmena Brahmanyam Upajivati क्षत्रियो वाथ वैश्यो वा ब्रह्म भूय स गच्छति एभिस्तु कर्म भीर देवी शुभायर आचारितैस्तथा शूद्रो ब्राह्मणतां याति वैश्य क्षत्रियतां व्रजेत न योनिर्नापि संस्कारो न श्रुतं न च संततिः कारणानि द्विजत्वस्य वृत्तम् एव तु कारणम्. If one is factually situated in the occupation of a brahmana, then one must be considered a brahmana, even if born in a kshatriya or vaishya family. O Devi, even if one is born a shudra, if one is actually engaged in the occupation and pure behavior of a brahmana, then one becomes a brahmana. And moreover, a vaishya can become a kshatriya. So therefore, neither the source of one's birth, nor one's sanskara or reformation, nor one's education is the actual criteria of a brahmana. It is the vritta, the occupation, which is the real standard by which one is known as a brahmana. We have personally seen that a person who is not the son of a doctor and who has not attended a medical college is sometimes able to practice medicine. By practical knowledge of how to perform a surgical operation, how to mix medicine, and how to give certain medicines for certain diseases, a person can receive a certificate and be registered as a medical practitioner in the practical field. Such a person can do a medical man's work and be known as a doctor. Although qualified medical men may consider such a person a quack, the government will recognize his work. Especially in India, there are many such doctors who perform their medical services perfectly, and they are accepted even by the government. So similarly, if one is engaged in brahminical service or occupational duties, then one must be considered a brahmana despite the family in which one is born. That is the verdict of all shastras. In the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni tells Yudhishthir, Yasya yal lakshanang proktang pumso varnabhi vyanjakam yad anyatrapi drishyeta tat te naiva vinirdishet. The symptoms of a brahmana, kshatriya and vaishya are all described in the shastra. Therefore, if one is found exhibiting the symptoms and qualities of a brahmana, kshatriya or vaishya, and serving in a brahminical, kshatriya or vaishya occupation, even if one is not born as such, one should be considered according to one's qualifications and occupation. Similarly, in the Padma Purana it is said, Na shudra bhagavad bhaktas te tu bhagavata matah sarva varneshu te shudra yena bhakta janardane. A devotee should never be considered a shudra. All the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be recognized as Bhagavatas. If one is not a devotee of Lord Krishna, however, even if born in a Brahmana, Kshatriya or Vaishya family, one should still be considered a Shudra. In the Padma Purana also it is said, Shvapakam iva nekshetta loke vipram avaishnavam vaishnavo varno bhaihyopi punati bhuvanatrayam. If a person born in a brahmana family is a non-vaishnava or a non-devotee, then one should not see one's face exactly as one should not look upon the face of a chandala or dog eater. However, a Vaishnava found in Varnas other than Brahmana can purify all the three worlds. The Padma Purana further says, Shudrangva Bhagavad Bhaktang Nishadangshva Pachang Tata Vikshate Jati Samanyat Sayati Narakang Dhruvam. One who considers a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who happened to be born in a family of Shudras, Nishadas, or Chandalas, and still thinks that one belongs to that particular caste, certainly goes to hell. Thus, a Brahmana must be a Vaishnava and a learned scholar. Therefore, in India, it is customary to address a Brahmana as Pandita. Without knowledge of Brahman, one cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, a Vaishnava is already a Brahmana, whereas a Brahmana still has to become a Vaishnava. In the Garuda Purana, it is said, Bhaktir Ashta Vidha Hyesha Yasmin Meleche Pi Vartate Sa Viprendra Muni Shrestaha Sat Jnani Satcha Panditaha. Even if one is born a Malecha, if one becomes a devotee, then one is to be considered the best of Brahmanas and a learned Pandit. Similarly, the Tattvasagara says, Yatha Kanchana Tang Yati Tangsyang Rasa Vidhanataha Tata Diksha Vidhanena Dvijatvam Jayate Nirnam. Just as bell metal is turned to gold when mixed with mercury in an alchemical process, so one who is properly trained and initiated by a bona fide spiritual master becomes a Brahmana immediately. And so all this evidence found in the revealed scriptures proves that according to the Vedic version, a Vaishnava is never to be considered a non-Brahmana. The Vaishnava should not be thought to belong to a lower caste, even if one is born in a Milecha or Yavana family. Because one has become a devotee of Lord Krishna, one has become purified and has attained the stage of Brahmana. Dvijatvam Jayate Nirnam. Recorded March 10, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Manache pagala mora namane shasana sada achetana vishaye ro yeche ghora gopinath gopinath Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gopinath, Gopinath, Gopinath. O Gopinath, my mind is crazy, and it does not care for any authority. My mind is always senseless and has remained in the dark pit of worldly affairs. O Gopinath.